Welcome to Late Night with Deanne on RBN, republicbroadcasting.org. We got a very exciting show on tonight, and we're going to have some exciting shows all week long between broadcast here at republicbroadcasting.org, Truth Radio and Blog Talk next week, and also, again, on this broadcast next Saturday. Now, folks, I don't know how pleased you are with the results of what's going on with the major media, how they're covering the election. There are other candidates out there, you know, candidates that you know, like Ron Paul. Is he really getting coverage? Is he really getting coverage? Is he being squeezed out of the fold? How about Dennis Kucinich? Same thing. It's a kind of a situation they're pointing fingers at exactly who you have a choice to pick out for president, or is it your choice? I don't think it's our choice anymore because there's a whole bunch of candidates running. I think when I last looked, it's about 56. I don't know anything about these folks, but there's a bunch of people running for the office of president. Do they have a chance? No. Do they have the money? No. Just the ones that they pick, and then the mainstream pushes and pushes and pushes, and that is it. We don't even talk about the issue of the fact that we have a major election going on in every state in regards to judges and people that are going to be law enforcement. We have a big issue with the judicial system, huge one. Don't know anything about them. Is the media covering that? Are you hearing anything? No, not one word. So anyway, today we're going to have Ted Gunderson. Ted Gunderson is a retired FBI agent. He was a senior special agent in charge in Los Angeles in the 70s. He also was chief inspector in 1993. He worked in Washington, D.C., as a special agent supervisor on Washington headquarters of the FBI, and he has great knowledge of what is going on. Great knowledge of what is going on with this press. They, you know, in fact, right now, there are radio stations and media outlets that are saying you can't talk about 9/11. You're not allowed to speak out about Bush. You're not allowed to do anything. Everything is being covered up. Now, you don't know it on your side of the equation because, again, you're hearing stuff reported, and I'm talking about it kind of, you know, on here a lot and things, but, you know, more and more of us are being cut off and cut out of the press. The mainstream is playing games with you. Now, your money, your sponsorship goes directly into media when you buy a Coca-Cola, you buy a candy bar, you buy a stick of gum or feed your family during the week, all of that money goes to advertising expenditures that goes right back into the mainstream media. Now, are you happy with what you're seeing? Now, Ron Paul has the right to come up to the box and say what he wants for a better America. So does Dennis Kucinich and the others. You don't have that chance. So anyway, we're going to have Ted Gunderson on with a very important message of what they're planning on doing to try to halt this crazy nightmare in the media. I'm going to call up my co-host. John, are you there? John?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can now. How are you doing?
Good, good, good. The had kind of a mild day here in central New York, and just the idea of you talking about, like, Kucinich not being able to have airtime, you know, it's not like he's not a congressman or something. I mean, he's in the arena of politics already, and for him not being able to speak is... Sure. All right. It's funny how the... it's abhorrent for this country to not acknowledge that we should be able to see these people and hear these people's views. Okay.
Okay. I mean, it has totally improved.
improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code CLUBRADIO when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to SafeCastleRoyal.com. That's SafeCastleRoyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000 plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores. Buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
And we're right back up with RBN, Republic Broadcasting. Folks, this is the reason why you need to support Republic and these other broadcasting networks, because this is what is happening, and we're going to hear from my special guest about what is happening with the mainstream media. The issue is that people are not being allowed to discuss certain things. Things are being covered up. If you say the wrong things, radio can't talk, can't say nothing. And it's getting more and more like a Nazi regime. And I'm going to bring my special guest up, Ted Gunderson. Ted, are you there?
I'm here, and then also my associate, Clarence Malcolm.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, hi. How are you both doing?
Yeah, Clarence and I have been working together for several years. He's an outstanding individual. He knows his business. He prepared the complaints against the news media, mainstream news media, and has sent them on to the U.S. Department of Justice for withholding the facts and the news and the information and trying to control the campaign.
Now, tell us how you got involved, Ted. What was it that got you worked up on this?
Ted, before you do that, I think because you know a lot of the audience out there, they may or may not be familiar with Ted's background. Now,
let me put a little
piece in here. Of course, I work with Ted and have worked with him on a couple of high-profile investigations and have learned a lot from him. I am a protege of Ted Gunderson. And so I had the benefit of kind of getting a crash course in fighting crime and corruption by having such a wonderful mentor. But Ted is retired from the Federal Bureau of Investigation. He was served our country in that capacity for nearly 28 years. He started out just out of college and was spent his entire career in the FBI, worked his way up through the ranks, and eventually was nominated to be the head of the FBI, but ended up being the FBI senior special agent in charge, or division chief, of out of Nashville, Tennessee, Dallas, Texas, and then his last post was Los Angeles, where he had 700 special agents and employees under him and a $22 million a year budget. And at his retirement party, which I believe was 1979, wasn't it, Ted?
March 1979. Huh?
Yeah, he had over 600 prominent politicians and public officials and attended his retirement party. So he's a highly decorated.
The governor and the former governor of California and mm-hmm. chief of police, the sheriff, and had actors. And anyway, it was a gala affair. And
yeah.
then I went on to I'd have to say bigger and better things, because when you're in the FBI, everything's categorized, departmentalized. We had 164 violations which we were responsible for, and if something came to our attention didn't fall within those 164 violations, we could not investigate and did not investigate it. But then I came out, after I got out of the FBI and retired, my first major investigation was the Dr. Jeffrey R. McDonald case. That's M-A-C-D-O-N-A-L-D. And he was tried and convicted of murdering his wife, two children, at Fort Bragg, February 17, 1970. He was a Green Beret captain at the time. He did not commit those murders, but I was asked by the defense team if I'd investigate the case, and I did. Within 10 months, I obtained a signed confession from Helena Stokely, who said he did not commit those crimes. It was a Manson-type murder, and they were committed by her cult group, and her group was involved in distributing drugs up and down the East Coast that were being flown in from Vietnam by military and CIA into the various military bases, particularly Fort Bragg. And, of course, it was a government cover-up. There were generals involved, enlisted personnel, officers, two police officers, and there were more than two police officers, and two attorneys in Fayetteville, North Carolina, involved in it. And because of the fact that the cult committed this crime, they were involved in the drug operation, the case was covered up, completely covered up, and they convicted this poor man. He's still in prison today, in spite of the fact that I obtained a signed confession from Helena Stokely. So then the reason I bring that case out is because that was when I started thinking for myself. I said to myself, well, what's going on here? What's happening? Why isn't the government doing something about this? And then one thing led to another. And
that was your wake-up call.
It's not been the same since. By the way, there's been considerable national publicity on the Jeffrey McDonald case. I've been on Discovery Channel, and I've been on CNN on about the case and so on and so forth.
Yeah, well, I might add, Ted, and for the audience, that you never retired. I mean, although you retired from the FBI, you did not retire from serving your country as far as continuing as a licensed private investigator in your own business as a security consultant and such. And that's why you went on to be involved in these high-profile cases. Of course, Jeffrey McDonald case is only one of the many high-profile cases that Ted investigated, and where he exposed government crime and corruption, and he's been fighting the good fight now for almost 27 years.
Well, there were a few cases you were involved with that dealt with the occult, Ted.
Right.
If I remember, there was one in regards to a family that had a situation with a child care facility, mm-hmm. and there was a situation that these children were being sexually assaulted and abused.
That was one of the cases
I remember.
Yeah, that was a McMartin case, Deanne.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a McMartin case out of Manhattan Beach, California. And what happened there is the children, one of the children back in about 1982-83 came home. This is a preschool, ages 1 to 5. And the parents would drop them off there in the morning and then go to work, and they pick them up in the evening after they quit their job or left to come home. And one of the children came home with blood on his diapers, and the woman started asking questions, and the case mushroomed, and the children said that they were taken down in tunnels under the school, that there was a chamber there. There were adults with robes chanting, that they cut up brown babies. We think they were Mexican babies. And they were taken in through this tunnel up into the trap door in the bathroom of the triplex next door, taken out into the community in automobiles and prostituted. 2-, 3-, 4-year-old children prostituted, by the way, by a bunch of pervert pedophiles. And the local district attorney there in Los Angeles tried the case, and it was a hung jury on Ray Buckey, and then the grandmother was acquitted. And then they had a second trial, and I was able to gain access to the property, and the authorities had been out there in 1987 and looking for the tunnels, didn't find them. And I gained access to the property in 1990, 91, and hired an archaeologist from UCLA, Dr. Gary Stickle. And on the 34th day of digging, he brought his archaeological team in there. He said, yes, there had been tunnels under the school. They were filled in. And so we documented there were tunnels there. The children were telling the truth. And the children talked not only about that. They talked about being driven to an airport close by. This would be Hawthorne Airport in the southern L.A. County. And flown to a mountain, into the mountainous area, which is, we believe, Crestline. I'd located the spot where the children were taken in Crestline, and it was an unbelievable situation. It was a fortress built on the side of the mountain. The only way you could see what was going on there would be from a helicopter, because over on the side of the mountain, and it was the street block, it was blocked from the street. And, I took pictures of that and exposed that and so on and so forth. And the day that the case broke, in 1982, in Manhattan Beach, the house there burned down. So,
coincidentally.
I've been on the block a couple times.
Yeah, and we might mention, Ted, I might mention on your behalf, that Ted is considered one of the foremost experts in exposing Satanism and satanic cults. And, of course, a lot of the information we have is just so horrific. Ted was intricately involved with the famous Nebraska attorney John DeCamp, who
Franklin cover-up.
I was going to ask him about that. And Ted can give you details about that. But I think it's important that we recognize here that, and I want to be sure and mention this before I forget because it just crossed my mind, but Ted has filed multiple criminal complaints, felony complaints with law enforcement authorities at the county, state, and federal level over these many years, and has not been able to get justice to any real degree for all these victims of kidnapped children, missing children, and this is because the corruption of our government is so terrible that we cannot get justice. They will not investigate our bona fide complaints, and I want to say that Ted and I are both ardent supporters of Dr. Ron Paul for president, and one of the reasons is that we believe that if Dr. Ron Paul will be elected president, he is going to appoint a righteous, all the people under him will be godly and righteous just like he is, and Ted will finally get justice for these many criminal complaints that have been setting for years that we can't get any action taken by the government, because he will appoint an honest and upright DOJ, and we can finally get justice.
I have to stop you for break, but I want to go back. I did have Senator DeCamp on my show, and major cover-up, and also Herb Mallett has been working on these cases with these people who have been sexually assaulted and abused. And I think that we need to talk about that. We're going to break right now, and we'll be right back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism.
Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Attention, this is an RBN financial news bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. Is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Hi, we're back, and it's Late Night with Deanne on republicbroadcasting.org. Callers 800-313-9443. Now, just think for a minute. We were talking before our break, this issue of cults, people's children's vanishing off the street. I had Senator DeCamp on my show some time ago. He had brought out the information in the first segment, which was frankly the cover-up, which he's been updating because it's ongoing, this issue of children being used for sex slaves and everything else that goes bump in the night. And then we had also Herb Mallett, who's had a balanced fight internationally in regards to children being removed from our streets, used for prostitution rings, and used in regards to bringing to Saudi Arabia and various other places for sex slave rings. Again, no one is able to do anything about it. Why, Ted? Why is it a situation that we have government agencies like the FBI and overseas CIA and various ones that are there to look into these matters, but there's no enforcement of the law concerning these matters and issues?
And what's happened is our system from the bottom all the way up to the top, all the way up to the White House, starting with the city, county, state government, and business, and the news media, and have all been infiltrated by an organization known as the Illuminati. And the Illuminati was established and formed in 1776. It was announced May the 1st by Adam Weishaupt that there were 25 goals to take over the world, and that included corruption of the youth through sex and drugs, control of the media, elect their own people to office, and so on and so forth. What it is, it's actually satanic. It's a satanic organization, and there's about 4 million of them in the United States. They have virtually taken over and infiltrated organization after organization. I'm convinced the CIA, the FBI, and these other federal alphabet agencies, I know they are. They've been infiltrated by these people. For example, Larry Potts, number two man in the FBI, according to Terry Nichols in Oklahoma City bombing, 1995, Larry Potts actually organized the Oklahoma City bombing, according to Terry Nichols, who was a tried and convicted of the crime. Of course, McVeigh was also tried and convicted and supposedly electrocuted, I don't know. But our society has been infiltrated by this Illuminati group, and that's what's happened. But going back to the McMartin case, as I said, in the first trial, Dre Buckey had a hung jury. We had a second trial. In the middle of the second trial, I called the district attorney's office, and I said, we found tunnels under the school. We had it documented. We had an archaeologist, and he was willing to testify, and I was ignored. In fact, they sent an investigator out named Perez who wanted to argue with the archaeologist that there were no tunnels under the school that had been filled in. And so that's what we have. Now, in that particular, and in case after case, you have prominent people involved. For example, in the McMartin case, we had the kids identified actors, professional football players, professional baseball players, the son of one of the most prominent politicians in Los Angeles. And that's what's happened. And
well, that's the same as the Son of Sam case. Raldo Rivera, he investigated and found that it was an occult ring tied to very powerful politicians and very prominent influential families. And those are the ones that were actually orchestrating and controlling Son of Sam, that they called him, David Berkowitz, and he was basically just an instrument to be seen, where behind the scenes they were doing a cult, the devil worship, and basically satanic worship to kill people as a part of their ritual. And they covered that totally up. Are you aware of that?
Oh, of course I am. As a matter of fact, Maury Terry wrote a book called The Ultimate Evil. And Maury had a number of interviews with Berkowitz, and he developed information, and I helped him, by the way, in his investigation on the West Coast, about the Son of Sam murders. They were definitely by a cult, and one of the people that was involved, an individual involved, is a fellow named Bill Mentzer, who was a professional government contract killer. And in the spring, in 1986, not the spring, but in later on, 1986, he came into my living room and waited for me to come home for 3 hours. Fortunately, I didn't go home that night because of some of the work that I had been doing. And definitely, the Son of Sam was another example of that. And Maury Terry's book, The Ultimate Evil, documents all exactly what you just said, Deanne. And, of course, then we had the Franklin cover-up with John DeCamp. They were taking children out of boys' towns, orphanages, and foster homes, driving them from Omaha to Sioux City, Iowa, 184 miles away, flying them to Washington, D.C. for sex orgy parties with congressmen and senators and other prominent politicians. And what do you know? They tell them how to vote. And why do you think we've had some of these crazy laws that have been passed, like the Patriot Act? And there's a law that's...
We're going to another break. Hold on just one moment, Ted. We'll be right back after this break. Folks, you got to listen to this because this is where your tax dollar is going. We'll talk more when we return.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're going to start taking this hemp, I say. Go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm going to say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made, go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Yes, we're here and we're talking with our guest, Ted Gunderson. Now, the thing is, this is what bothers me, too, because you have a number of things that are going on currently. We have talked about the occult issue, which is huge. It's still going on. You have this kidnapped children thing that's going on because, again, you still have the Tweety case. Nobody has been able to date to explore where Tweety's daughter went. And it seems as though it's the same type of timeline pattern of what happened to the Ramsey girl, that these girls and kids are being kidnapped for overseas prostitution through these venues that they have to these very wealthy families. When people go to investigate, it goes dead end. Nothing happens. What is your opinion of the Tweety case and the case of Ramsey, Ted?
Well, on the Ramsey case, I can tell you, in my opinion, strictly opinion, because I do not have access to the forensics on it, but as I recall, there were ligature marks on her neck. Isn't that right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, in this cult movement, one of the phases of training is to take a child. Now, we're talking about mind control. They practice mind control, and they have to, in order to do this, it takes a combination of three things: torture, hypnosis, and drugs. And one of the exercises in mind control is to take the child right up to the edge of death and then bring them back. That's one of the techniques that they use. And I strongly suspect that that's what happened with the Ramsey case. Because, number one. Number two, your body was found in the basement of her home,
mm-hmm.
and her parents didn't know about it?
Well, the thing is, I started doing some, I'm a former deputy clerk of a court, and I started doing investigation of some of these cases out here from my little background and knowledge of through media and things, but that particular case was very strange because the father was stationed overseas in a Navy vessel in an area which was heavily trafficked to moving kids back and forth from the Philippines over to overseas places for prostitution. Now, from what I was seeing, it was a possibility of a revenge, possibly, of somebody that's child was processed, and maybe someone decided to do the same to his child. But then again, there were, you know, like you said before, for the child to have been killed in the basement, had to have been knowledge of the family. There's something totally wrong with this case. And the same thing with the Trinity case is a little different. You know, she goes down to Aruba, and some people she ends up meeting, and that is the same thing Herb Mallett was saying, how these kids or the teenagers go somewhere, and they're picked up, and they vanish. And they're used back going through this little thing of shipping people over to countries like Saudi Arabia and things for prostitution. And the thing is that, you know, again, folks out here, your kids are being kidnapped and removed, and then you go to law enforcement, they can't do anything because it's coming, and I'm going to attempt to verify this, this word is coming down from very high offices that are telling people that are good FBI agents and are good people inside not to act on anything. Am I not right on that, Ted?
Oh, you're absolutely 100% right. As an outgrowth of the Nebraska Franklin cover-up case, I developed documentation, absolute unquestionable documentation, that an organization in Washington, D.C., known as the Finders, was involved and has been involved since the early 1960s in kidnapping children right off the street, and then they put them into the network, their network, and they use them, as you say, for ship overseas for sex slaves, use them in satanic ceremonies, and so forth. Now, in the Nebraska case, I personally talked to Paul Benassi, who was one of the kids who was on the inside in the early days. He was a street kid taken off the street, and they indoctrinated him, and they used him as a decoy in parks, public places, malls, and so forth, to attract children his age over to the car, near the car, 10, 11, 12-year-old children, and the adults would grab them, throw them in the back. In fact, Paul Benassi helped kidnap Johnny Gosch out of West Des Moines, Iowa. But Paul, of course, has been. I have a 5-hour interview of Paul on a DVD. And by the way, I might mention, you folks out there, get your pen and paper out because you need to make notes of the work that Malcolm and I have done. Clarence Malcolm, and my partner and associate. I'm very proud of the work that he's done, by the way. And so I have a 5-hour interview of Paul Benassi with me on specifically this mind control. And that, let me give that website.
Oh, let me plug that, Ted. Let me plug that because you mentioned the Finder's Report.
Uh-huh.
And Ted, if you go to his personal website, I'll give you the domain address. It's www.tedgunderson.com. He does have the Finder Report available for sale on that website. It's the complete original report with all the documentation proving the case. And also, he has all of his archives of incredible reports on Satanism and what have you. If you go to Ted's website now and you try to order those reports and you find that you cannot do it, we would appreciate a call to our phone number in Nebraska, which is 402-989-5545, because Ted and I have been having tremendous security problems over the last few months, and the orders coming in on the Ted Gunderson website through PayPal have virtually stopped. We believe
that. Well, why do you think that's happening?
Well, the spooks are interfering because they don't want this information to get out to the public, and they're trying to disrupt Ted's any sources of revenue that Ted has so that he won't be able to make these. And we have, by the way, we just recently obtained evidence that someone is intercepting our mail, probably in Lincoln, Nebraska. They're trashing, just throwing away the checks, because we've had customers call in and say, hey, I sent you the money and the check, and the check was never cashed, and I never got my report. We're having a big problem with government-sponsored tampering with our mail. And the other website, before I forget, I want to give it to you, because Ted has been telling the audience there about the satanic cult problem, Illuminati. Well, at our other website, which is a joint site of mine and Ted's investigations together, that website is www.1-free-dvd.com. That's numeric 1-free-dvd.com. And we have almost 400 DVDs on the Illuminati, Satanism, Ted's most famous film archives available. These DVDs are available for free. You pay only a nominal shipping and handling fee. You print out the order form. You can order up to 10 DVDs. That's $200 worth of DVDs. And the total shipping and handling, for instance, for 10 DVDs is only $17.83. So that's a pretty darn good deal. That's $1.73 per DVD. And I would encourage people to get hold of these DVDs, share them with your friends, and you will want to order more and more of those DVDs because they're very educational about this subject matter.
It's very important that people realize this because this is real.
Yeah,
you
people
know,
are
and,
waking
and,
up.
And the thing is that while we're speaking, I got a report out that they're flooding the internet right now with lousy stories, fake flag stories in regards to a mock terrorist drill that they're doing on the internet. And again, another way to curve stories in the media to get your focus away from things that we need to present to these presidential candidates. And the whole issue right now is the fact that there is a huge problem in law enforcement. As I had said before, I worked in the court system. Ted is an FBI agent, retired. The whole issue is this. When you go into court today, the courts are not adhering to anything that is of law. They are doing things. They're one-sided. They're not hearing cases. If you bring factual evidence in, it's being, basically sidewinded over to something else. Again, because the trickle-down effect from the corruption. If someone has a child that's kidnapped off the street and say that the child goes to somebody that is in a high level of the court or somewhere, that is a blackmailing tool. So when you go in before them, there is a situation they are not going to side in your case. I'm not saying that every judge is doing this, but there's a lot going on that you're not understanding. The thing is that we need to look at the fact that we need to clean the justice system up. We need to also find a candidate like Ron Paul or Dennis Kucinich or somebody that is for the people cleaning up this chronic corruption. And I want Ted to talk about what you feel can help to clean up the situation. Again, you cannot go to the FBI, the Justice Department, because, again, they get a trickle-down word from somebody else that's clouded at another level. Stay off of that. Don't touch that case. You know, stand down is the term, stand down. So what can we do as the public to stop this?
Well, Deanne, going back to the Finders case, I have presented this case. This is a CIA child kidnapping case. I presented this case to the FBI on at least a half a dozen occasions, and I do not receive a response. In addition to this, of course, I personally investigated Oklahoma City bombing. I have a 22-page report on that. I personally have information that the FBI was warned about 911 on March the 20th of 2001. I gave this information to the President's Commission. In fact, I personally talked to Lee Hamilton, who was co-chairman of the President's Commission to investigate 911. And in addition to this, I passed out more than 150 copies of my report on 911 to congressmen and senators. They are also at fault. They are totally ignoring what's going on in this country. And what can we do? We have to get them out of office. And we have to start with Ron Paul. We have to get Ron Paul elected somehow. And I think, you know, we have another hour and 15 minutes or so on the show. And I know we're going to be going into vote fraud,
right,
which is what this show's all about. But we're laying the foundation right now.
Exactly.
And that's what we have to do. We have to get people like Ron Paul into office. And it's a mighty task because of all the vote fraud that's taking place across the country. Now, Malcolm, weren't you telling me, let me just do this, DM. What can we do? Yeah, we have to elect the right people. We have to get rid of the bureaucrats who are dishonest. There are a lot of good FBI, CIA agents out there at the lower levels. It's the ones at the top that are controlling it, and this is all by design by the satanic organization known as the Illuminati.
Now, right. Did you have any chance to meet the former FBI agent O'Neill that was involved with the World Trade Center?
No, I didn't have a chance to meet him. But
by the way, we have an excellent DVD called Who Killed John O'Neill. I highly recommend that to every one of your listeners out there, because that DVD, if you haven't seen it, it is going to wake you up. That DVD alone, you will learn why they killed John O'Neill, how he was set up to be in the World Trade Center that day that the crash occurred, and of course he was involved and disgusted with the FBI because they basically did what you said, Deanne, and they ordered him to stand down. He was hot on the trail of these Arabs that were involved in this 9/11, and he got too close to the higher up sources in insiders in this whole felony mass murder, and they had to get rid of him, and that's how they did it. And we have the wonderful DVD available for free at numeric1, just 1-free-dvd.com. But addressing what you said earlier, Deanne, it is absolutely the truth that the judicial system in this country, the legislative, executive, and judicial branches of government in this country are absolutely broken, irreversibly corrupt, and the only way it's going to be straightened out is to get these criminals out of our government. Now, I got to tell you, and Ted will back me up on this, the CIA and the FBI and the Department of Justice, that's just three of these, all these minions of federal agencies, they are the most corrupt, tainted, you know, organizations in the history of America. They have become so corrupt. Ted can give you example after example of how the FBI has perpetrated felony crime, had people killed. As Ted will tell you, they actually gave a live bomb for the 1993 bombing of the World Trade Center. Talk about that, Ted.
What? For real? Wow.
This is in the New York Times. October 28, 1993, what happened was the FBI had an informant in among the terrorists.
Oh, we're getting ready to go to a break.
Okay, we'll pick up when we come back. Right there, Ted. That's,
yeah.
That's a good one to cover.
Oh, we have 2 minutes.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
Let me get it real quick, Ben.
Sure.
The FBI had an informant in among the terrorists. His name is Salam. He's a 43-year-old former Egyptian Army officer. And he was commissioned by the terrorists to put the car bomb together to blow up the World Trade Center on October 26, 1993. And he went to his FBI superiors, handlers, and he said, "We're going to use a dummy bomb, aren't we?" And they said, "No, we're going to use a real bomb." So the FBI not only knew in advance of the World Trade Center car bombing in 1993, they furnished the ingredients for the bomb. Now, what happened is Salam when he was in the terrorist meetings, he wore a body mic, and he was very wisely wore a body mic when he's talking to the FBI people, so he protected himself that way. This all came out in the trial, and it was in the New York Times, October 28, 1993. So here we have the FBI not only furnishing ingredients for the bomb, but known in advance and furnishing ingredients for the bomb.
A felony, and nobody was prosecuted. Nobody was investigated or prosecuted.
Why aren't they jumping up and down on a chair finding out what's happened here?
Absolutely.
Well, the thing is that, you know, the whole issue is that in New York at that time, the U.S. attorney in Chicago was there. You know, it was Elliot Spitzer, and also the Fitzgerald was in New York. Neither one brought up these charges in regards to what was going on. And it was, you know, evidence, documented evidence of these things that went back to 1993. And it was very much obvious that there was going to be a second attempt to the World Trade Center. I mean, if they allowed this, again, who at the top in the government told them to stand down?
Well, you remember USS Liberty.
Yeah.
That incident? Remember the Israeli bombers were trying to destroy the USS Liberty out mm-hmm. in the Mediterranean?
And that's why John O'Neill got in trouble. I had his informant on my show, and she was talking to him up until he disappeared. We'll be right back after this break on the Dan Burley Show.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
We're back. We're here on RBN, and we got some really important issues here that we need to cover for you to understand what we need to do. First of all, I want to mention real quick to announce that there's a Ron Paul meetup coming up on Monday, February 4th, in Paris, Tennessee. need to be there, show support at Granny's Kitchen's restaurant. And you can call this number. Sheyanne is the person's name, Sheyanne. Number to call is 731-731-967-2933. 731-967-2933. We have callers that I want to bring up. Roger in Pennsylvania, do you have a question for Ted and our guest?
Well, yeah, thanks. I just wanted to take a tiny little sidetrack, which would actually fit pretty good, and that is to rally the troops to warfare in the marketplace of ideas. Now, consider this object lesson. In the last 3 months, I got on one of arguably maybe one of the worst radio stations in all of the USA, that is WABC in New York. I got on there about maybe 7-8 times in 3 months. Now, and it's got the worst, you know, triple filtered call screening.
Mm-hmm.
Now, why is it I got on that much? Is it because I really haven't been trying? Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, if just two or three of your listeners, supposedly appreciative listeners, would follow through in that model, I would almost detect it, because almost no one, and I'm talking other nationally syndicated shows. I listen to a lot of talk radio. I got in, like, brutally incisive and powerful plugs for Ron Paul today, while simultaneously exposing the intellectual and constitutional bankruptcy of the fake conservative talk radio. There's virtually nothing I won't say anymore.
Well, the thing is, you know, what you're bringing up is a very, very good point. And if you could call back during the broadcast, because what I want to do is bring that up, because, again, we need to start calling up these ABC, NBC network talk stations and bring in these plugs. That's how you get people to open their minds and think.
There's no reason we can't use their own queer channel media against them, do it on their nickel.
You said that. I didn't. But thank you, Roger. Please, if you can call back. And then I want to take Carl from Montreal real quick. Carl?
Hello.
Hi, Carl. How are you doing?
It's a good idea what he's saying, talking about calling all the radio stations. That's what I'm doing. I think I've called this program before. I'm the American up here that's been detained by immigration for 8 months in Canada, and I know about the rigged court system because I had my own case in the States in which basically the court won't hear evidence, and I believe there's some stand-down order from someone higher up saying not to touch my case and touch the facts, and I came up
here.
Yeah,
and I remember you called in when I had Barbara Clark on,
yeah,
the nurse that's fighting about this same
issue. Are you a Roger? Is this Roger?
Yes.
Are you a 9/11
truther? No, this
truther?
Is Carl.
Oh,
this
Carl. Are you a 9/11 truther or something?
Yes.
Oh, no wonder.
They're
no wonder.
To say I'm mentally ill, and they had a rigged up psychiatric report cooked up full of lies and stuff. And
yeah,
anyone wants to come to court, and they can hear how this is all rigged in the court systems, even up here in Canada. I've gotten
Yeah. Can you hold on 1 second? We're going to break, and we'll be right back, Carl. And we're going to talk about that with our guest. And also, John, I want him to fill in with questions he has. Be right back. 800-313-9443.
Gold has been and remains money, the most important money in the world. The only